But we have to be on an alert for us not to let ourselves get a shift into that.
We cannot decide as a property that the event occurs suddenly.
No.
In every church where Allah has ensured the Jews and the Christians in the Quran, we have also laws against those Jews.
يعني بالقول إن كل ما ظلم الله به اليهود والنصارى في القرآن إنه ظلم. Whatever Allah said against the Jews and the Christians in the Quran, it also applies to the Muslims. Because Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, you're going to follow the footsteps of the Jews and the Christians. So if we are going to follow their footsteps, we're going to do things for which they were subjected to sanctions. For which they were subjected to blame.
A silence may be disgraceful of what is to appear on that commandment. It therefore became a reminder from some question pertinent to the group. The question, who is your Lord? Is clear. The second question, who is your Prophet? Becomes an information of the Prophet regarding answer. But the third question, who is your reason? Is related to the
أنه متقرر عندهم أن العبادات مبناها على الأمر. All type of worship that we have to do, we cannot do it haphazardly. A command from Allah has to come to the state for us to worship Him in a certain way, in a certain fashion. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من عمل عملا ليس عليه أمرنا فهو
The use of the figure of the book are tender by place of
culture. أن سنة أهل الكتاب مذمومة كسنة المشركين هذا أن إذا كانت هذه السنة أهل الكتاب مذمومة السنة التي تخالف الهدي الإلهي وأما إذا كان على وفق المنهج الإلهي فبه الوقت قال الله سبحانه وتعالى ولكن خاطبا الأنبياء فبهداهم السنة
The number of links and sources and the attraction to certain beliefs and habits is not totally true from having remnants of these habits as is evident in their work. And we have just left this list.
أن المنتقد من الباطل الذي اعتاده قلبه لا يأمن أن يكون في قلبه بقية من تلك العادة لقوله ونحن حدثاء عهد بكم. We have explained that under different lists. So having said that, we have finished this chapter. I will move on, inshaAllah, to the next chapter. The chapter of Bab ما جاء في الذبح لغير الله. Okay, you back up what you want to change. Are you sure? Bab ما جاء في الذبح لغير الله. Slaughtering for other than Allah. Slaughtering, we're talking about slaughtering animals. The slaughter could be an act of worship and could be an act of not worship. إما أن يكون الذبح عبادة أو يكون الذبح غير عبادة. The slaughter as an act of worship includes الأضاحي أضحية includes الهدي and includes النذر. Slaughter which is an act of worship includes al-adha, when you make Eid al-Adha, when you slaughter for Eid al-Adha. Or when you slaughter al-Hajj, when you are making Hajj, you have to make a certain slaughter. Or when you are making a vow to slaughter. Those three types of slaughter is for Allah as an act of worship. Just like we worship Allah by praying, we worship Allah by fasting, We worship Allah by slaughtering animals to come closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. That is a slaughtering which is an act of worship. There is slaughtering which is not an act of worship. The slaughter for you to eat. You go to the farm, you slaughter, you put it in the fridge for you to eat. هذا النوع الثاني ليس ذبح عبادة لله سبحانه وتعالى. قد يسمح الإنسان إكراما لغيره يأتيه ضيف يذبح ذبيحة ليس تعبدا لهذا الضيف ولكن إكراما للضيف a person might rather achieve when he has company. Not he is worshiping his company, but he is flattering to honor his company. The flatterer, guys, to aid, it has to go according to certain criteria that no one is done. You have to flatter, you have to say Bismillah upon flattering, and so on and so forth. We're not going to deal with that. We are going to deal with the flatterer to other than Allah Azza wa Jal, meaning to flatter to other than Allah as an act of worship. Thus, as a person flatters to another person to become closer to him, it's an involuntary flatter to whomever is bearing for that in that grave. For me to come closer to the person who is bearing in that grave, that becomes a major shirk. Because flattery is an act of worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, said, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لله رب العالمين لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين. Say, my prayer and my slaughter, my life and my death to Allah, the Lord of everything. He has no partner. This is how I was commanded and I am the first of the Muslims. Here where it says, my prayer and my slaughter. اللام هنا لام ما هذه اللام إلا صلاتي ونسكي لله ما هذه اللام لام الاختصاص يعني الصلاة والنسك اختص بالله سبحانه وتعالى The man he is to ascribe that your prayer and your prayer is to Allah عز وجل You can never slaughter to other than Allah, just like you can never pray to other than Allah. And that is tawheed. That under what type of tawheed? To slaughter and to pray to Allah Azza wa Jal. Al ibadah, tawheed al uluhiyyah. Under what type of tawheed? To slaughter and to pray to Allah. But in our majua is shalom. As-salaya akwan. Tawheed al-ibadah. Tawheed al-ibadah. To ascribe oneness to Allah Azza wa Jal in the act of worship. Remember when we were talking about the ibadah? Yeah, tawheed al-ubudiyah, tawheed al-ubudiyah, tawheed al-ubudiyah, ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين ما هي اللام الثانية في ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين لام الموت أي الله يملك الحياة ويملك الموت The second lamb in وحياي ومماتي is the lamb of ownership that Allah owns your life and Allah controls your death Allah controls your situation. What that tawheed that is? في محياي وماتي لله لا هو شيء إن صلاتي وماتي لله لا لا إذا عادت على صلاتي ونسكي تكون للاختصاص وإذا عادت على محياي وماتي تكون للموت هذا من أعجاز القرآن فوالتعب التوحيد when you are controlled by Allah and owned by Allah توحيد الربوبية لأن الله له الخلق والملك والتدبير لا شريك له he has no partner والتعب التوحيد name and attribute nothing like unto him If he had somebody who shared with him his quality, he would have a partner. La sharika lah. So this ayah containing the three types of tawheed. Tawheed al-rububiyyah, tawheed al-uluhiyyah, tawheed al-asma' wa-sifat. La sharika lah. وَبِذَلِكَ أُمِرْتُ وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ This is how the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was ordained and he is the first of the believers. The first of the Muslims. Are we together on that part here? How can we say the Prophet is the first of Muslims, and we know that Ibrahim was a Muslim, and he was before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we know Isa was a Muslim, and he was before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The answer to that, we say, al-awlawiyyah. يعني إما أولوية مكان أو أولوية زمان. لكن إذا كان الزمان فإبراهيم قبل الدنيا. أما إذا أولوية مكانة أولوية قبل فرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم هو أفضل المسلمين. وقد المقصود هي أفضل أنه أول المسلمين من هذه الأمة. When a person says, I am the first of the believers, the first of the Muslims, it might refer to the first as far as time-wise. And it might be as far as status-wise. Here it refers to status-wise, because we know that the Prophet Ibrahim came before Prophet Muhammad as far as time is concerned. But as far as who is the best of the Muslims, we say Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best of the Muslims. So that what it means, and he is the first of the believers. If we are talking about that all the Muslims from all the nations that before Islam and after Islam, it means the best of them. If it was referring to this Muslim nation, the nation of Prophet Muhammad, he is the first one who is a Muslim. فإنك الله فيك ونفسي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين. And the evidence for that is ونفسي. Our my prophet to Allah عز وجل. Therefore we cannot go to a grave and slaughter for the grave. We cannot slaughter to anything to come closer to that thing. So the slaughter to Allah عز وجل, it is either an أضحية and you do that in العيد الأضحى. Or in Hajj, you do that if you make in Hajj. If you make Hajj and your Hajj is tamattu, you have to have an Hajj. Or if you have a nether, you may I vow to slaughter to Allah's house, then you have the authority upon you to slaughter this house, so on and so forth. The second ayah that he brought to show that slaughter is only to Allah Azza wa Jal is what it says in the Surah, إِنَّا أَعْطَيْنَاكَ الْكَوْثَرَ فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَالْحَرَ. Pray to your Lord and slaughter to your Lord. Do not slaughter to anything else. What is al-kawthar? You know what is al-kawthar? Al-kawthar. قال أتدرون ما الكوثر؟ قالوا الله ورسوله أعلم. قال هو نهر أعطانيه ربي عز وجل في الجنة عليه خير كثير ترد عليه أمتي يوم القيامة أنيته عدد الكواكب يختلج العبد منهم فأقول يا رب إنه من أمتي فيقول إنك لا تدري ما أحدثوا بعده في مسند الإمام أحمد وهو صحيح. إخوان السجين وسجد الكوثر ليس الله أن المسجر نو He said, this is a river that Allah has given me in paradise. This river contains a lot of goodness. The cup for the people to drink out of this river is as many as there is sand. The people will come to drink of him, and one person will be shaken and removed from giving the opportunity to drink. I will say, oh Allah, this is my of my nation. It will be fit to me. You do not know what they made after you, what they started after you, what they innovated after you. So therefore the scholars of Islam say the innovators are not going to be given the opportunity to drink from the river of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the one who used to say all the time, كل محدثة بدعة. Every new practice in this religion is an innovation. Again, the evidence is وَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَلَا. Also the first hadith is عن علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنه قال حدثني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بأربع كلمات لعن الله من ذبح لغير الله، لعن الله من لعن والديه، لعن الله من آوى محدثة، ولعن الله من غير منار الأرض. The hadith of Ali, he says that the Prophet ﷺ said to him, Allah has cursed the one who slaughters to other than him, to other than Allah. And Allah has cursed the one who curses his parents. And Allah has cursed the one who protects an innovator or a criminal, to be an innovator or a criminal. Or Allah, I have cursed the one who changes the boundaries on the property. Those poor people, the curse of Allah is over there. A curse means whoever is cursed, that means he is kicked away from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. الصلب والإبعاد من رحمة الله عز وجل، هذا هو اللعن. So whoever slaughters to other than Allah عز وجل is cursed. Whoever curses his parents is cursed. He is cursed. The companion asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم وكيف يلعن الرجل والديه؟ said يسب أباه فيسب أباه، يسب أمه فيسب أمه. They say, how can a man curse his own parents? He said he will curse the parents of somebody else. Then that somebody else will curse his parents back. And so on and so forth. So in that being the case, when somebody goes to another person and say, your father is this and this and that, and the other person will say, no, your father is this and this and that, this person is cursed. Because he is initiating the way to other people to curse his own parents. This is why we say in the religion of Islam, if anything that leads to problem, it will be passed, it will be disconnected. Therefore, it's not permissible in our religion to curse the gods that people worship. So if we see somebody worshiping an idol, we do not kill him or we curse that idol in front of him, because that would give him the opportunity to curse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third one is, it's curse the one who protects an innovator. Muhdith. Amir refers to an innovator, somebody who innovates in a religion, because by protecting him, you are destroying this religion. When an innovator comes and you protect him, you sustain him, you are, this person is destroying the religion, and by protecting him you are destroying the religion. Or it means a criminal. When somebody does a crime against the Muslim, when we protect that person, we are destroying the Muslim society. And if a person destroys the Muslim society, he will be cursed. Can you think about those people who bring evil to the Muslim society? They bring dancers, and they bring nightclubs, and they bring all of that to the Muslim society. Are they protecting a criminal? They are the criminal when they do that. He asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us. And the first one is, which is the one who changes the boundaries on the property. Now the boundary is right here, just push it up, which is just need to give some traffic. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala curses those types of people. But as we are saying, those type of people are cursed. We stop at that. So if we see in our own eyes somebody changing the property line, and his name is John Doe, we do not go to say John Doe is cursed in person. We do not go to that level. But we say in general, whoever changes the boundary of the property is cursed. But we cannot go and name people individually. We understand this point. This is very important. That whatever came in generality, we cannot take it to specification. The last hadith, what is the evidence of this hadith? The evidence is لعن الله من ذبح لغير الله. Whoever slaughters to other than Allah is cursed. The last hadith is the hadith of Tariq bin Shihab. أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال دخل الجنة رجل في ذبابة. قال وكيف ذلك يا رسول الله؟ قال مر رجلان على قوم لهم صنم لا يجاوزه أحد حتى يقرب له شيئا. فقال لأحدهما قرب. قال ليس عندي شيء أقربه. قال قرب لو ولو ذبابا. فقرب ذبابا فخلوا سبيله فدخل النار. وقال للآخر قرب. فقال ما كنت لأقرب لأحد شيئا دون الله عز وجل. فضربوا عنقه فدخل الجنة. رواه أحمد. وهذا الحديث من طارق بن شهاب عن سلمان الفارسي. طارق بن شهاب عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. وطارق بن شهاب لم يذكر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. فيكون الحديث مرسل والمرسل من فصل الضعف. فهذا حديث ضعيف. So this hadith is weak. Because this person who narrated this hadith, the person who said the Prophet said that, this person does not need the Prophet. That means there is disconnection in the chain of narration, and this hadith accordingly is weak. But even if this hadith is correct, we cannot bring this hadith to the rule of Al-Islam. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لِكُلِّنْ جَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ شِرْعَةً وَمِنْهَاجًا. For every nation we make your own laws and rules. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said according to that in our Quran, إِلَّا مَنْ أُكْرِهَا وَقَلْبُهُ مُطْمَئِنٌ بِالْإِيمَانِ. The one who is forced to do something, even if it was shirk, but his heart is at peace with iman, he's not going to be excused by his action. Therefore, when the people punished and they were persecuting Ammar bin Yasir, they forced me to say about the Prophet ﷺ that he was not a prophet. He did not become outside of Islam because of saying that he was forced. So we say even if this hadith was correct, it's not applicable to our code of law. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِلَّا مَنْ أُكْرِهَا وَقَلْبُهُ مُطْمَئِنٌ بِالْإِيمَانِ. How many issues we have in this chapter? In this chapter? Just a few. You can go, inshallah. Explanation of the book. So here in the Salat of the Muslim, we have one to do that.
Explanation of the book, therefore, shown in prayer for the Allah of the Prophet.
تفسير التصل لربك والتصل. Because it's the most important, so the hadith starts with that.
What is the guilty part of the
لعن اللعن والدي. لعن من أوى مهلكا. لعن من غير منار الأرض. الفرق بين لعن المعين ولعن أهل المعاصي على سبيل العموم. تكلمنا عن هذا. Tremendous story of Islam. ولكن هذه قصة ضعيفة.
Yeah,
this issue that he brought, we can discuss it. We can bring a discussion and a debate to the validity of this issue.
The man who knows the whole side of the Muslim, he would have been a believer in the Prophet.
So he is saying the person who sacrificed the fly, he was a believer before he sacrificed the fly. But all of that we are having that.
This is a confirmation of the having fire that is closer to you than the native to your shoes and fire to your shoes.
Yes, الجنة أفضل لأحدكم من شراك النعل إيه النار في ذلك.
The action of the heart is A, even among others.
See, this issue number 13, as it is in contradiction with the issue of number 9. Because in number 9 he says, كونه دخل النار بسبب ذلك الباب الذي لم يقصده بل فعله تخوفا من شده. ثم قال في الثالثة عشرة, معرفة أن عمل القلب هو المقصود الأعظم. So with those being the case, we end this chapter. Alhamdulillah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enabled us to go as that far in the book. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestow his protection and forgiveness and the author of this very important valuable book. وهذا صلى الله وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.
Any
questions?
Yeah.
The question is,
can you
commit
sacrifice
when
you die?
Yes. So if you say, I vow, is an act of worship. So if you like to say, I vow to sacrifice to Allah a sheep. Before you make the sacrification, before you make the vow, it was not necessary upon you to do the sacrification. After you make the vow, it's mandatory upon you. Then you have to go buy a sheep or sacrifice to Allah Azza wa Jalla. And that is an act of worship.
And that means that before you make the sacrifice,
you have to make the so if you say, I got the slap and I give it to Shabbat, then you have to give it to
Shabbat.
Because when you slap them, it's not the need that benefits Allah. It's why it's the action itself. So whether you eat it or somebody else eats it, it's not that the price is from the slap or the slap.
What is that with that slap? You can buy a sheep and say, I got to buy the sheep. And you go and buy the sheep, you sell it, and then after you just condemn it, even though it's been bought.
Yeah, that your stock will be an act of worship. وهذا صلى الله وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. When Allah curses a person is expelled from Allah's mercy. But when a person curses another person, what is actually meant by curse? When a person curses another person, it does not mean that this person is expelled from the mercy of Allah. But it means that the person who said that statement believes that the other person is cursed by the curse of Allah. But that claim could be false or could be true. Therefore, whoever curses a person, if that person does not deserve to be cursed, that curse will return upon the one who initiated the curse. So what it means when a person says, so-and-so is cursed, he is assuming that this person is cursed by the curse of Allah Azza wa Jalla. If this person is not cursed by the curse of Allah, he does not deserve that, the curse will go back to the one who initiated the claim. Therefore, we should always clear our tongue from saying so-and-so cursed or so-and-so cursed. As we said in the lesson, to talk in general, but do not specify anybody by name. وهذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.